This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMa'abayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Samach Gimel. Quick recap what we did yesterday. It's kedai to remember. It mamish came up to for me last night by Marav. The Mechaber said in Siv Beis that someone who wants to be machmer to stand when he's sitting, he's called a sinner. Now, that's not only talking about Kriya Shema of the day, where standing up is going like Beis Shammai, but even standing up at night, where Beis Hillel doesn't say to stand up, Beis Shammai doesn't say that either. You're not doing like anybody. You're called a sinner. You're not to stand up for Kriya Shema, not during the day, and not even at night. Now, what about to sit down for Shema during the nighttime? So, now why are you called a sinner? The Gemara says in Shabbos, someone who violates on the words of the Rabbanan, you're allowed to call him a sinner. Now, on Yom Kippur, we've learned, everyone holds you're allowed to stand. You're not doing it for gaiva, but rather because mitzvah sebekach. The Prima Gun disagrees. But the bottom line is, what about at nighttime? Are you allowed to sit down? Definitely, the Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, if you're traveling and you want to say Shema, you have to stop. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Katan Yud, that you're allowed to say the Shema standing or sitting, even Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you're now to switch positions from standing to sitting. No, only standing to sitting you're not allowed to. But from walking to sitting, you are allowed to. Okay, so last night I'll tell you what happened to me. I came into Marav. Everyone was waiting outside because in order to get in, you need to have like a fob because of the security. And nobody had it. So at the last second, a guy came, and I rushed in because I like to start ahead. Otherwise, I can't start Shon Esra with the Tzibar. So I was standing up. You know, it was cold in the shul. I don't think the heat was on last night. Not in my shul. And I stood up for the first bracha. I stood up for Ahava Soilam. And I said, Haboicha Be'amo Yisobi Ahava. And I'm thinking, they're still not starting. What should I do with Shema? And I realized, even though I instinctively wanted to sit, I said, I don't think I'm allowed to sit. I'm standing up. I can't sit down. I mean, that's the Pashat Halacha. That's what we learned, no? So I said the first Pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem, standing. The Tzibur then said, Baruchu. Am I allowed to sit then, or am I stuck standing for the rest of Shema? I did sit down. The argument I had was, you're now to sit to say Shema, but I already did the Ikar Shema. I already said the first Pasuk. So I don't think that's called sitting for Shema. And number two, I'm not sitting for Shema. I'm sitting because the rest of the Tzibur who finished Baruch Hu is sitting for the Berachos Kriya Shema. So I'm Yoshev Imohem, but not me didn't sitting for Shema. So I think I was okay, but I wanted to bring up, you know, what happened.
Didn't now, you say yesterday you're allowed to stand up. You're allowed to stand up for Baruch Hu in the middle of Shema, aren't you?
You're allowed. Did we learn that from Reb Chaim Kanievsky?
I don't remember. It was in Dershu, but that you're allowed that if there's Baruch Hu during Shema, I think you're allowed to stand up and then sit back down. So.
Right. Yeah, yes. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I see in the Dershu, we spoke it out yesterday, that if you're in the middle of Shema, you're allowed, if you're sitting, okay, you're allowed to stand. Now that's talking about even the morning Shema, where you're now to stand for Shema, you could stand for Baruch Hu. So there I would say, okay, because you're standing for Baruch Hu. Yeah, but question is, yeah, okay. Then Rabbi Yeager wanted to know, is it okay? Let's say for Berachos Kriya Shema Lamita, you're going to sleep. You know, you're walking around the house, and now it's time to sit down to say Kriya Shema Lamita. So some people, they say it, they're in their bed already, right? But the proper way to do it is to be sitting. I don't think that's called sitting for Shema, because there are things that you say before Kriya Shema Lamita, no?
Right. You got to start with the Ribbono Shel Olam.
You start with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, yeah. So that's the same way you sit for Marav, you know? But I would also say, once you're ready, you'd say in the midst of Shema, is it that you're now to sit for the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, or you're now to sit for the mitzvah of Shema? So maybe it would depend whether you were yotzei the mitzvah or not. If you daven too early and now you're being yotzei the mitzvah, so now it's subject to all these guidelines. If you're just saying it l'shmira ba'alma, I don't know if these guidelines would apply. But maybe, you know, you might want to write. You might want to write the guidelines on Krishma.
It's a nachgemini if you have a marav early that evening.
Right. Okay. Fine. So, again, you're never allowed to stand for Shema, and sit, you can't sit for the nighttime. But for the day, it sounds like you could sit. Yeah? Okay, let's go weiter. We're up to Siv Dalad. Okay. Iker hakavanu b'pasuk rishon. The main kavanah is in the first pasuk. Kelkach im karav leikiven li b'pasuk rishon. Therefore, if you said Shema, you weren't mechavin for the first pasuk. Lo yatzi de chavasa, you're not yotzi yochiyav. V'chayzer v'koyrei, and you have to say it again. V'afilu man da amar mitzvahs einot tzrichas kavana moedahacha. Even the shita, the mitzvahs do not need kavana, would be moedah. That for the first pasuk of Shema, you do need to have kavana, because this is not kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah of Shema. This is the kavana of the perish hamilos of the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Right? You get the difference. There are two things. There's mitzvos trichas kavana. Do you need to formally think before you fulfill a mitzvah, I am hereby being mekayim a mitzvah? And then there's another inyan. Do I have to be mechavin for the meaning of the first pasuk of Shema? Says the Mishnah Berurah b'pasuk Rishon, Ayin Siv Katan Yud Aleph. Do Adin Baruch Shem Kvayid Malchus Eli Olam Vayed. Look in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, that also for Baruch Shem you have to have kavana. V'im loy kivein boy gam kein tzach lachsev l'koresa b'kavana. Right, in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah said, going on Siv Gimel, remember, if you're walking and you want to say Shema, you got to stop to say the first pasuk of Shema. And the Mishnah Berurah said, Baruch Shem is Bechlal. Now, is that so pashut? If you're not Mechavin in Baruch Shem, you have to say it again? Didn't the Bir Halacha come out that if you skip Baruch Shem, that you don't go back, that you're yotzei the mitzvah? So the Dirshu quotes, Misha shachach lemar Baruch Shem, kasa Bir Halacha, Shem amar v'yahavta in tzach lachsa avrozeh. You say wherever you're up to. Likewise, if you are not Mechavim, but Baruch Shem, Reb Chaim says in the Das Noita, that if you ready to start, you have to insert lachzar. Yeah, basically, we halacha lemaisa, you need to be mechavim b'baruch Shem. Let's say you didn't. The Mishnah Berurah here says you have to go back and say it b'kavana. But based on what we learned earlier in the Bir Halacha, if you already said v'yahavta, you do not have to go back. Where was that? Yeah, if you look on page 190, the conclusion of the Bir Halacha is that im kvar kara kriya shema achsha dileg baruch shem ein tzach lachsar avur zeh rak yoimer oisa makam shenizgar v'efsha degam zeh ein tzach mitzad adin. The Bir Halacha is not convinced that baruch shem is mamish ma'akev. Accordingly, if you're not mechavin for baruch shem, you should say it again. But if you already went on, could be you don't have to go back. Okay, if you're not mechavim for the first pasuk, lo yatsa, Afilu im kaidem shehischa likrois neskavein lekayim behakriya hamitzvah sasei de kriya shema. Let's say like this. Before you started to say Shema, you were mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah sasei of kriya shema. But during the recitation of the first pasuk, you were not thinking about the meaning of the words. Mikamakam kol sheh be'emtza, if in the middle pana liba l'dvar machirim, you were distracted, harei loy kibal amach shemayim b'haskam asleiv. You were not mekabel amach shemayim properly. Now, when we say you get distracted, it means like this. It's not just while you're saying the words, you were distracted, so it was an issue. Even if in between words, your mind was distracted, l'chatchila, that's not proper in the first pasuk of Shema. In Shema, the entire focus should be on the meaning of the words. Okay. V'choizer v'koire. You go back and you read it again. Belachash. Quietly. If, let's say, you were not mechavein when you said the word Shema, now you're repeating Shema, you should go back, but don't say it out loud a second time Shema, because it sounds like Shema Shema. Instead, you say it quietly. Let's say you already said the whole Shema and Mahayim Shema. Tzarech lachzar velikrois kol haparsha shema. You have to go back and say the whole first parsha. You can't just go back and say the first pasuk. You have to say the whole parsha. Dim lo yikra rak haposuk arishain. Because if you just read the whole pasuk, have a kakari lamafreya, then it's like lamafreya deino yotze kilakaman mesim samach dalad. Now, but you don't have to go back and say vahaya im shamaya, because it's ma'akev to say the psukim of each respective parsha in order, but it's not ma'akev to say the parshios in order. So if let's say in middle, you finished Shema v'hayim Shemaya, you realize you did not say Shema v'kavana, you go back and say the whole first parsha, but you don't have to go back and say v'hayim Shemaya. V'im nizkar be'emtzer parshas v'hayim Shemaya, if we remembered in the middle of v'hayim Shemaya, yigmar ad v'yoymer, you finish v'hayim Shemaya. V'yaschav v'yikra Shema, ad v'hayim Shemaya, then v'yachsel l'parshas v'yoymer. What if, like this, this is a great question. In middle of the pasuk of Shema, you realize you didn't say the first couple of words b'kavana. What do? You go and say Shema again? That's really Shema Shema. Or could you still recoup and be mechavein in your mind while you're still in the same pasuk? The Shevet Alevi writes, the Dershu quotes, "Sheyechavein afilu beemtza pasuk keichan shenizkar." You could be mechavein even in the middle of the pasuk. The Chazon Ish goes so far as to say, even if you already have completed the pasuk, you could go back and have kavana and supply kavana. Rav Chaim Knievsky says that's only if you were not distracted from the first pasuk. However, Rav Chaim also says, I was going to ask, really? You could do that? Let's say you said the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei without kavana. Does it help to then say, oh, blessed are you Hashem, our God and the God of our forefathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac. Could you do that? Are you able to do that then? The Rav Chaim Knievsky says, Mr. Bruce says you can't.
You can't repeat the bracha.
Correct, you can't repeat the bracha. But the question is, you have to go on because you have no choice, but is that considered making up? What?
Would it help?
Yeah. But this is interesting, Chazon Ish, that even after you've finished the first pasuk, you could recoup your kavana. By the way, what we just learned is it's not ma'akev to say the parshiyos in order. The Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Dalet says that it could be there are those who say midrabanan and you're not yotze if you don't say the parshiyos in order. So here it sounds like he holds that you are yotze. Okay, one more Mishnah Berura. Maida hachi. Even the man that Amar Mitzvah says, Ein Tzrichas Kavana, would be Maida. You have to have Kavana for the first Pasuk. The Af al pi she'ein miskaven lotzis b'zei yidei ha-mitzvah. Even though you don't need to be mechavein, to be yoytzei the mitzvah, according to the man that Amar Mitzvah says, Ein Tzrichas Kavana. Al kapanim tzrach kavanas halev b'chol ha-pasuk rishon. You need Kavana for the whole first Pasuk. Kedei she'ikavel olav. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif Hei. Thanks everyone for joining. Have a wonderful day. Tonight, we have an amazing Tu B'Shvat Shir. Stay tuned. 8:30 p.m. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.